I ask you to be seated, and we have folks still finding their seats here, and I want to welcome you to this 10-15 hour of worship. And today we've come together in two services in one room. I know that many of you would normally be in the sanctuary during this hour, and thank you for joining up here. This is UGA's spring break, the first weekend of UGA spring break, and it gives us a chance to get in one room as much as possible. We still need the two worship services. We met at 9 and now again at 10:15. We don't meet at 11:30 today, but a chance to get in the room today. And you can tell if you're normally in this room that the room is set up a little bit different. And we're going to be observing communion together today, the Lord's Supper. It's one of the most special privileges that I have as a pastor to be able to lead a church family through the receiving of the elements of the Lord's Supper. And it is such a beautiful, beautiful time for us to remember why it is that we meet, what it is that we believe, who it is that we're celebrating, and we're going to do that. And I want to just all along the way give you instructions about how we'll go through this morning. But it is a part of who we are as a church. There are two ordinances that we celebrate as a church, that we participate in as a church, and that's baptism and communion. Communion sometimes is referred to as the Lord's Supper. You may come from a faith background that uses the term Eucharist. That's a word that comes from our English word Thanksgiving, and baptism in a couple of weeks, we'll celebrate that together as people make public their faith in Jesus Christ through baptism. Today, communion. Baptism is an announcement of what Jesus Christ has done in us. Communion, or the Lord's Supper, is a remembrance of what Jesus Christ has done for us. And so many of you have followed the Lord in believers' baptism. Baptism doesn't save you. It doesn't change your life. It doesn't wash your sins away. Baptism is an announcement to say, Jesus Christ in me. He has forgiven me of my sins. His Holy Spirit has come to live in me. I'm a follower of Christ. It's a celebration of what Jesus Christ has done in us. It's an outward demonstration of what has happened on the inside. Communion, Lord's Supper, it is a remembrance. It is us coming together to remember what Jesus Christ has done for us in redeeming us from our sin, reconciling us to God. And I'm excited to be able to be a part of that worship with you today. This kind of kicks off a series of messages that we want to do over the next few weeks called Church Matters. Kind of a play on word there, that church does matter. It is huge. It's important. It's critical. Church matters. But also there are matters about the church that we want to talk about that would help us understand who we are as a church, what we're doing as a church, where we're headed as a church, what we believe as a church. Next Sunday morning, if please make every effort to be here. We'll have three services. We'll be in one room again, 9, 10, 15, and 11:30. And I want to tell you next Sunday the story of Watkinsville. Do you know the story of Watkinsville? All the way back to its beginning in 1880. Our church began all the way back in 1880. Greg, I was going to say Greg Sowell may remember that, but I don't think he's in here. He wouldn't appreciate that. But it began in 1880, and I want to just walk you through the miracles and the milestones of what God has done in this family of faith at Watkinsville. And I want to talk to you about what's ahead. I want to talk to you about the future of our church. And then next Sunday night, a piece of that is the church family will meet at 5 to take a vote on adding additional space here on our property to continue to do ministry here. So it's a big day for us next Sunday. I hope you'll be a part of that. In just a moment, our ushers are going to come to receive our morning offering. While they're receiving our morning offering, I want to invite you to worship and listen intently to a song that Julie's going to lead us in. As far as I know, it's a song that we've never done in this room before. And it's a song called Once and For All. It's an opportunity for you to listen to the Spirit of God. Perhaps the Spirit of God on this day, March the 5th, 2017, would say, this is the day. This is the day for you to draw a calendar, for you to draw a line in the sand in the calendar of your life, for you to say, from this day forward, I'm following Christ. Surrender my life to Him. Surrender my heart to Him. Surrender my soul to Him. Everything that I know about myself, everything that I know about Jesus, I'm giving my life to Him. And I want you to listen to the Spirit of God. You may have been here 100 times. It may be your first time. But on purpose, with a plan, God has you here. And He wants this day to be the day that you say, this is it. I'm going with you, Jesus. I want to ask our ushers to come and take your places as we receive our morning offering. I want to pray for us. Father, we bow before You. We worship You. We exalt You. Thank You for filling this room with people. Lord Jesus, we are meeting in Your name. Heavenly Father, we meet for Your glory. Holy Spirit, we invite You to be free to work in this place. Be our counselor, be our teacher, our convictor. I pray, Father, that You would work in hearts and lives and draw people to You today. I thank You that in the last hour we saw Clara come and say, this is it. I'm laying my life down for Christ. And I pray in this hour that Your Spirit again would do eternal work. We love You, we exalt You, we praise You. In Your name we pray, amen.